You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Associate Education Minister David Seymour has announced the creation of an establishment board to reopen charter schools by 2025. The government is also set to announce plans to increase school attendance, but has not yet said if this will include fining parents for truancy, which the ACT Party campaigned on during the election. First, News Team of Faith spoke to the New Zealand Post-Primary Teachers Association President, Chris Abercrombie, about the response to the government's plans to the education sector.
What do you think the coalition government could do to improve school truancy statistics?
Well, I think it's really important to note that, attendance is really important. Schools, kids attending school is really, really important. But the ways that you achieve this is you support schools and communities to do that. You know, you make sure, say, if kids aren't coming to schools, they don't have a uniform, they get a uniform. You know, lunch in schools, send a van around to pick them up, because they might not be able to get petrol to school and stuff like that. So those are the kind of things that you need to do. You have to support schools and communities to get these young people to school, because it's absolutely vital that they attend.
The government has decided to reintroduce charter schools. What's your response to that?
Oh, well, I think that's a huge mistake. Public education is an absolute right in New Zealand for the students to attend, young people to attend. Charter schools are an expensive distraction. They suck money out of the state sector into private hands. And I know they'll say, oh, these are non-profits, etc., but at the end of the day, there's a lot of ways you can, extract money out of these non-profits, management fees, etc. It's not about educational achievement. It's not about, doing anything different in education. It's literally about taking money out of the public purse and putting it in the private hands, and we strongly oppose that. I think this, one of the things I think is really interesting is that David Seymour has talked about, telling parents when they should send their kids to school, if they're sick or not. We just don't really think that's the government's job to be stepping in and telling parents if their child is sick enough or not sick enough to go to school. It's for the parents to decide that, and with the support of their school community, to just get the best outcome for all our young people.
Faith also spoke to New Zealand Education Institute President Mark Potter. She started off the interview by asking Potter how he thinks government could address truancy in schools.
One of the things we want to make sure they don't think is that the way forward is just a big stick, because that's not going to address many of the underlying reasons for truancy. What we do think they need to look at is some of the work that was done in the last few years around truancy the ministry has done to provide service to schools. Schools have far too much left on their plate because central government has chosen not to do those things over the last few decades, and it's all falling on schools, and attendance is one of those. What we want the government to do is have a good plan that will help all the various reasons and causes of parents not bringing their children to school.
And what do you think about their recent proposal to crack down on sickness-related absences?
One of the things that we have had in the recent times is that people have had a different attitude to sending children to school when they're sick. So there was a time not so long ago, pre-COVID, when kids were sent extremely ill and to the point that schools were often very worried about their children. And that was work pressure was making parents send their kids and so on. Today, our parents are far more likely to keep their kids home for illness sakes. And that does actually make a difference to schools. They're not having teachers and other children getting ill as much as well. So they need to be sure that what they're cracking down on is something that should be cracked down on.
The coalition government has recently announced that they are reintroducing charter schools. What are your thoughts on this?
We have a lot of concern around the charter schools. What is the problem that they think they're fixing by introducing charter schools? Schools already have charters with their communities. They've worked them out with their communities in consultation. Most schools would like to have less compliance issues put on them by central government. Would you have to create charter schools to do that? We just don't see the positive benefit to children to have charter schools.
That was New Zealand Post-Primary Teachers Association President Chris Abercrombie and New Zealand Education Institute President Mark Potter on the government targeting truancy and reintroducing charter schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.